The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS. Morning, everybody. It is 8 a.m. on a Thursday, the 17th of June, 2021. Hazy and hot, 98. Tomorrow, 88, maybe some rain. Saturday, my motorcycle day. Strong storms. Father's Day is Sunday. We got Billy Thorpe's mini-me this morning. We got Javier. He's like the Billy Thorpe mini-me. Starting out, making his bones in the radio business, in the industry. He's back working with Billy this morning. Tomorrow is going to be a lineup of shows, and then we're going to have Ted with us, and I get a bunch of stuff to read to people. It was unbelievable. 37 years ago, radio talk show host Alan Berg was assassinated. And here's how the show's going down tomorrow morning. Have some open lines, and then Father Andre is always at 6, Kenny Hamlin at 6:30, Kevin Flynn and his book, and then we'll get Susan Ryman in here. And then we're going to have the Alliance Defending Freedom people for a quick drop. And then there's a group in California that's looking at a film about Alan Berg's murder. So we have all these different things. Ted will join us in just a second about what's taking place in Park Hill. I love this. Why the F do you keep doing this guy? It's like people are... When was that song, People Are Strange? When You're a Stranger. 710 KNUS, that's lineup show tomorrow. We're talking about two things this morning, about the judge, and they're back at Jack Phillips' throat, and Park Hill, and it's the same judge. Yeah, if we can't do that, we can jump. Billy, we up or down? Okay, all right, okay. Well, then we'll just move on because we'll try. This has been happening to us because the email drops. All right, so we'll begin again. Open lines, 303, see what happens, 303-696. 1971. Randy's got the show this afternoon for Stefan. I spoke off air with Stefan this morning. He's still a very sick guy, but he's on the mend, so there's a catch up. Okay, here we go. So just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, the judge now, A. Bruce Jones. Where'd you get Brown? A. Bruce Jones is the judge. And he turns up in two different on-air stories this morning. A. Bruce, my boy. So, A. Bruce, let me read a couple things. Someday I'll tell you who these people are. And I always think this guy who's become a dear friend has a future. And if I said his name, you would know it, but he said, you know, if the state can force Jack to bake a certain cake, Peter, you're going to be running a show on NPR soon. That's a funny line. Hey, thanks. So this judge, A. Bruce, rules that the artist's creations are not speech at all. And the state is allowed to force, and I'm reading Bob Unruh, the state is allowed to force a baker to violate his own religious beliefs in order to submit to the demands of a transgendered activist. A. Bruce Jones. Why is A. Bruce? Well, go back to the campsites in Park Hill. And this is why you got a show prep, Peter. Because you find these things, and you go, damn, look at this. Because when you do the gig, you got to spend a lot of time getting ready to do the gig before you do the gig. So we all know the story of Park Hill and what's taking place. Park Hill United Methodist Church, 5209 Montview Boulevard. I had to look that up. And they made this decision that their parking lot can be a home for the unsheltered. No, there doesn't seem to be any requirements like sobriety or, you know, whatever it is. Just, you can come here. And if I went over there, took a look, they put up a fence, and they have a tarp. They have tarped it off, and they're building for the unsheltered. So what's beauty about this? If you're a reader and you read Tom Wolfe, and one of my highlights in life is to actually spend time with Tom Wolfe. I met Tom Wolfe. And he wrote the older early ones, you know, electric Kool-Aid acid test and the Pump House Gang and Tangerine was a streamlined Tangerine Metal Flake, whatever it was. And then he did a book called The Radical Chic and Mau Mauing the Flycatchers about the Black Panthers, and they're in New York, and it's Leonard Bernstein and all these limousine liberals and living off of Park Avenue, and they throw a party as a fundraiser for the Panthers. And actually, Tom Wolfe, he had a heart, boy, he had a great heart, fighting heart. He stole the invitation off the desk of another guy, and he went to the party. And at the time, there's all these things he wrote about. Normally, the Leonard Bernstein and his family, they had African-American help. Remember the word, the help? And they got rid of them that night and brought in Puerto Ricans, or they brought in Filipinos or something, that so the black guys wouldn't be offended. This is all early PC nonsense. And they got mau-mau'd. The African-Americans stared at them, black leather jackets and the berets and the dark glasses, and these guys are writing checks and trying to cleanse themselves. Well, the same thing's happening here. So Park Hill residents file a lawsuit on May the 6th, Denver District Court, to block the establishment, I'm reading this, of a safe camping site, expressing concerns about the safety. Oh, really? You think, huh? The safety of neighborhoods and potential nuisances. Oh, like little cow pies on the sidewalk, needles, stabbing each other, violent outbreaks, insanity. A nuisance, potential nuisance. So one of the suitors is Blair Taylor. This is the radical chic. Blair Taylor, these houses over there are big time. I mean, somebody told me minimum 1.9, I don't know, 2.8. You could go way up. I mean, it's big dough. Big dough. And one of the livers there and one of the plaintiffs is none other than the talented Blair Taylor. You all remember Blair when Blair ran for council. And she was an advocate for the unsheltered. Now they're bringing it into her backyard, and Blair is upset. Oh, God, we can't do this. But who, you query, was the judge that knocked it down? A. Bruce Jones. My boy, A. Bruce will turn up. So now A. Bruce is the judge that says the state can force Jack Phillips to violate his religious beliefs. Why? What you going to do when Hulkamania is running wild? So, it's laughable. But why? Why must they take this very simple guy, man? He's not a complex guy. I've been around him. He has his deep beliefs. And he has this ability to make these wonderful creations in a bakery, which he will deny nobody except for. And here comes Autumn Scardina, who's been at him before, emailed him and did her dance on him before too. But it's A. Bruce. You the man, A. Bruce. A. Bruce is the man on two stories this morning. I can't, what are the likes? What are the chances A. Bruce turns up in two stories, one radio show? Well, so here we go. I'll tell you, lines are wide open. We've been jammed up in and out all morning. 303-696-1971. I wrote this question down last night on my worksheet. Why can't they leave Jack Phillips alone? It's like this guy, Jack's probably late in his early 60s, late 50s now. Just all his life he worked. He's a good man. Wrote a book. You know, he's not out looking for it. Guy wanted to have his religious beliefs and use a gift that he believes God gave him and leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone? They can't. They can't leave him alone. All right, so 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open. Why can't they leave the guy alone? And I love this Park Hill story. Same judge, A. Bruce. My boy, my boy. All right. Monday, I got to hit Twin Aspen Dental Center for my third go-round, sedation dentistry. So whether you need a routine cleaning, a same-day crown, or a one-day dental makeover, Dr. Richter and his team will ease your anxiety. My family and I have gotten quality care from Twin Aspen for years. Use the most up-to-date technology for less invasive treatments, traditional dental procedures. It's a standalone. He has all new high-tech stuff. And he's a great guy. Don't let old-school fears keep you from a beautiful smile and a healthy mouth. You'll be relaxed, comfortable with sedation dentistry. I needed this deep cleaning. I met, and again, Shiloh does the job, and be back at him again on Monday. Life happens. A deep cleaning, quick and pain-free. It's been a while since you've seen the dentist. Don't wait. 303-841-7466. 841-7466. 303-841-7466. Schedule your Twin Aspen Dental Makeover. It's 303-841-7466. And Mark Crowley is going to be in a show tomorrow, too. He was a cop when Alan's life was taken. He was there on the street that night. So one of my best friends, Paul, sends me this thing, and he says, "Do you ever wonder what happened to that creepy kid from Deliverance? He turned into Joe Biden. Looks like Joe Biden." So I got so many. I'm sending it to people. All right, let us begin with Thomas on one. Thomas, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How you doing?
I'm good, man, for an old guy.
Hey, hi to Stefan, okay?
You know what? I tell you what he has. He says it's morphed into pneumonia.
And
I talked to him. He can't sleep. And we were actually going to try to see each other today. And when I talked to him yesterday, I'm telling you, don't screw around with this virus. He'll be back, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
And Randy's got his show this afternoon, by the way. So.
Okay, good. Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to talk about Jack. You know, you remember after the towers fell, and we were all waiting for someone from the Muslim community to come out and condemn it. And it was, you know, we were waiting and we were waiting. You know, it was just like, how come these people aren't condemning this?
Well, remember when George Bush goes across the street to the mosque built by Saudi Arabian money and said, "We're not in a war against Islam. It's the religion of peace." That lets everybody off the hook, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not surprised that nobody's coming forward for the, you know, the queer community.
Well, not isn't so much that, because I'm telling you, man, first fundraiser we ever did, first guy in the door is gay, brought his money. It's not about being gay. Thomas, this is not about being gay.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the person that's bringing the lawsuits is...
No, the person that's allowing the lawsuit is a straight, A. Bruce.
But, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know what? I think that somebody should speak out from that community and say it's not us, it's him.
But see, I mean, again, this is an ongoing fight.
Yeah.
This is not about being gay. This is about power and control. I would imagine if you go back where this really jumps off, the jump street is when John Hickenlooper, who said, you know, "I don't want to be senator and I would not be a good one," who isn't, but he was the governor. That's how long ago this has been. The first lawsuit was John Hickenlooper encouraged this.
Well, yeah, and there you go.
But he's not gay. He's straight.
But he opened up the green light.
No. These characters, the attorneys and all these guys, they're straights. This is about political correctness, which is social Marxism, which is you have to conform. I mean, the answer to my own question is Jack Phillips must conform. That's what this is about. This has Jack to do with being gay. This has to do with conforming.
Well, I don't know. Let me ask you this. You know, you said that, did you say that Jack Phillips, this has been thrown out of court like four or five times?
No, he's had some fights. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court gave him that win 7-2.
Yeah.
And, that's when the book dropped. And what happened, the Supreme Court says that the state of Colorado was hostile to his faith. And the court decided in Jack's favor 7-2.
Okay.
And so I thought at that point, okay, Peter, maybe it's like legalizing junkies when Stefan and I and Mr. Crowley testified and did everything. But one thing about these people, the people that the same folks we're talking about, like A. Bruce. They're like a Stephen King monster. They don't go away. And I was a fool to believe that after the 7-2 victory that this would go away. I thought, well, maybe, Peter, you can put that over in the win column. No, that was wrong.
So, but if that's case law,
it's not case law. It's a decision by the Supreme Court. They're coming. Okay. They're coming. You see, here's what A. Bruce is doing. He's coming up another road. A. Bruce said that this guy doesn't have that right. When he wins in the court, it was the court decided that the state of Colorado, the state commission, was being hostile to Jack's faith. Now, A. Bruce comes back and says our law does not infringe on a defendant's religious exercise. So now, A. Bruce, I mean, look, these guys are brothers and sisters. You think that A. Bruce on his own never meets with any of these people, just pulls a rabbit out of a hat and goes back after Jack? If you did that, I get a bridge in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about Jack's attorney. I mean, is he?
Jack got. Oh, he's got great. He's got. He's got. And we've been around her so long that I think I've seen her kids grow up.
Right.
And but
are they filing countersuits? You know
what we? I don't know because we'll know tomorrow. Because this just drops. So, you know, the only roles I ever played in any of this was to fundraise for Jack and
I remember
to be his boy. That was it. But, you know, so the ins and outs of the legality part of this, I'm not. There's the general counsel is Christian Wagoner. They're out there. I mean, there's a great organization. They're fighters. Yeah. And what they really did was cool is they started matching us that if we raised a dollar, they'd put a couple bucks to every buck that we raised. And so, like I said, I'll know tomorrow. I'll probably know this afternoon. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking if somebody files a lawsuit automatically
hey.
File a countersuit hey. And say, hey the Supreme
look,
Court decided.
Remember, you're talking to a man that's been sued three times in this business. You're talking, you know, like when I listen to people, bring it. And I always go, dude, nobody ever brought it.
That's right.
It's not a lot of fun. And, you know, guys say, hey, man, I can't wait to get sued over this. Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, when I told this story, when you're standing there and that guy comes over and says, next time you come back, bring a bag. You're going.
Bring a bag in your pillow.
I bring a bag, yeah. You be safe. Thanks, Tom. All right, man. We go here. This is Dave. Dave, you're on a radio show. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Pete. Hey, you know what? This guy was asking if he wanted somebody would denounce it. Well, I will. Maybe I'm not the typical run-of-the-mill guy. I'm the Pink Pistols guy.
Oh, I know you. Hey, Dave, I know you. Hey, man. Good morning.
Yeah, I know. How you doing, Pete?
I know, Dave.
That's the thing, is that I don't want anything to do with this. I would rather know that Jack feels this way, because I don't want Jack to get my money.
There you go.
I don't want the government to force him to bake a cake, because if I spend a dime there, he's going to turn it over to some god-awful cause that I'm going to have to go to court to fight back.
I respect that. Dave, I respect that. I really do.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's why
I know, Dave. Yeah, I know. My boy. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I know I'm the bomb thrower on this, because that's
you're
the
cool.
thing.
You're
I
cool.
don't want the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. I don't want them sued. I want them tried for civil rights violations. It's time to put. When people keep saying there's something wrong with the American justice system, there isn't. We just have to put the right people on trial, and most of those people are in offices.
Listen, Jack never went after anybody. They came after Jack, and each and every time they did it with the government.
Exactly. Man. And that's why the people who need to go on trial, 12 reasonable people can decide whether this was a civil rights violation on the part of the Civil Rights Commission.
But let me take this to...
We build prisons for people like that.
You and I are talking at 500 feet. Let's take up to 26,000 feet. This is a job for the Republican Party, the new Republican Party, not the idiots, but the new Republican Party. I've gotten to know this guy that's going to challenge, his name's Eric Odlin, he's going to challenge Bennett. that these two women, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron, these other women, if they can get this party back and you can start to do some appointments and you start to Jared Polis is going to be a tough fight, but Michael Bennett's good to go. And some people that, and I think that given the insanity of the Biden people, you know, the Republican Party could have a good, possibly if they don't screw it up, which they always do, but they could have a pretty good general election. But that's where this stuff is won. Remember,
yeah.
A. Bruce, I had to go and look. A. Bruce was an appointee by Bill Ritter. How much sense does that make? A guy who was giving agricultural trespasses to illegal heroin dealers who turned out to be molesters. Welcome to the jungle. But
tip right.
Yeah, so think it through. This is something, stuff like this and this insanity in Park Hill with the homeless. I gave you a litany of things that if this Republican Party can wake up and not woke but become awakened, start to talk to people about solutions to this craziness, maybe they got a chance.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
For some reason, having belonged to a group of people that they keep trying to put in institutions, I am not entirely.
No, I'm on your side. Listen, you know, when guys were arrested for simply being.
Yeah, and that being part of the trouble is that, you know, there doesn't appear to be any level of loyalty. But, you know, I mean, who was the guy? Alan Turin. Look what they did to him. What, you had questions about whether he was, you know, he was a loyal British citizen?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah, no, so, I'm with you. And that's why the crazy element of the GOP has to go bye-bye in the car.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing any good. But you know, that's the problem I'm supposed to denounce something, but I'm not. It just wasn't,
you know,
for me.
By the way, if I go back to Reagan and how important Reagan is in the scheme of things even today, and was, you know, Reagan was in Hollywood, and you know the drill, Hollywood, and how many people were closeted in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and that's all the time Reagan's there. And you know who else was pretty, apparently was Nancy Reagan, who also was, you know, she was a starlet and she was on to them, and they were really instrumental. Remember, there's a book called "And the Band Played On" about AIDS and Ronald Reagan and San Francisco and all that kind of stuff. And Reagan shines through; he really does. I mean, and it's, you know, when all of that craziness, but because they were Hollywood. One of the Randy Stiltz wrote that book, and Randy made the case that they, you know, my God, Ronald Reagan goes to Hollywood in, what, 1935? How many guys do you think were closeted in 35? Half.
Maybe around all.
All, half. You know, I mean, there was Clark Gable, and then there was everybody else. And there was a lot of closeted women. And Nancy Reagan knew it, and Ronnie Reagan certainly knew it.
Yeah, and it's been, well, and, of course, that being the thing, is you can't trust what you see. And that's, you know, it's the same thing you see in politics, is that you can't, there's an image, and that's what they're giving you. Don't, you know, whatever you do, don't trust that.
I agree.
That's what they're trying to sell.
I agree.
Not what's there. That's what they're trying to sell.
I agree. No, we don't have an argument. I mean, you see the world as I see the world. And truth is this North Star. I keep coming back to this. And if you let truth in, truth is a great disinfectant.
Well, yeah, the concept of, you know, goes all the way back to briefly one of the inherited.
Your phone's breaking up, Dave. Your phone's cracking.
Let me change positions here. Is that better?
Real quick, do it quick. Yes, we're past the break. Please, one more time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Christianity inherited from Judaism, was this concept of a one truth, of an actual truth to things.
Sure.
And, you know, gave us science because there was one truth. That's what you bother to look for at science.
Mm.
But it's one of those problems. We've gotten away from it.
There's no organization that was more anti-science than the church. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, man. The economy continues to recover and stabilize, and it's likely mortgage rates will rise in the short term. However, long term, the Federal Reserve has announced they intend to keep these rates low at least until 2023. What does that mean to you? Well, everybody's situation is different, unique. You're curious if this is your time to get a new mortgage. You got to call American Financing. Get that free mortgage review I've been telling you about and learn about custom loan programs that will fit your life better, saving you up to $1,000 a month. I did it. American Financing. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. But please, I mean, knock this thing down. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. It's like getting a pay raise. Please call American this morning. Morning, everybody. Thursday, the 17th of June, back here tomorrow morning. And Randy's in for Stefan this afternoon. It's going to be hot, hazy and hot. I got a motorcycle ride this evening. Looking forward to And here it is. Dr. McCallum, I just got a text. Dr. McCallum and her team, look, if you're an old guy, and old guys now begin in their 30s, 40s, like really old guys, me, Dr. McCallum and Jared and Jackie and the whole team at Cenogenics will help you restore your vigor, your confidence, your strength, personalized clinical strategies. So whether you're losing productivity at work because of lack of focus or motivation, you miss a healthy sex relationship with your partner, Cenogenics helps create healthy solutions for you, and it goes from there. Cenogenics will create a solution to put you back in the game. She's the best. Dr. Julie McCallum and her team will help you get your metabolism, your hormones balanced, and get healthy, create a program just for you. So you can start out. The best way to start out is call Jackie, 720-387-3681. 720-387-3681. And call the number. Jackie answers. And you arrange a free, underline the F word, 20-minute phone call with Dr. McCallum. Their website's denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. She's wonderful. She'll change your life. Take the 20 free, 720-387-3681. We go to Rich on line three. You waited, Rich. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning, Peter. Full disclosure, I'm a liberal, but I've been thinking about Jack Phillips and what's going on with him is the same as what the mafia used to do with people. And that's if somebody did something that was against what they promote, they got killed. And sometimes not to get to punish them, but to have other people look at that and go, ooh, I don't want to do that because that guy got killed. So it was designed to send a message. And that's what I think the people who are opposing Jack Phillips are trying to do. First of all, punish him. But secondly, send a message that says, you don't want to do this.
Sure.
Most of the time I disagree with you, but you make me think and send me to do my due diligence.
It's sometimes called a shakedown. You know, you shake a guy down, you know, you like the glass in your window. You like, you know, whatever it is. You buy protection. In some ways, I think you're spot on that if Jack were to go to re-education camp, then they're not going to break his windows.
No, I agree. Because I can, if I owned a business, I could put a sign in the door that says, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
Now, it's not quite the same thing, but it's getting close. So well,
remember,
if I can do that in my...
Yeah, this isn't the Birmingham lunch. This isn't the Birmingham lunch counter as the media portrays it. He's open for everything. He just won't take this gift that he believes he received from God and build a special cake. It isn't like you can't get a cheeseburger in Birmingham. He's saying, come in, I'll sell you cakes, cookies, I'll make birthday cakes for you. I'll do whatever you want to do. I won't do this. And promote messages on sexuality, straight or gay. He won't. These are his convictions, I guess is a good way to say it. And that's.
Go ahead.
Oh, you say, please.
No, I get that from it. And he and I wouldn't agree on a lot of things. But as I've thought about it, I think, you know, he should be able to do that.
Thank you.
I don't like it.
That's okay.
But he should be able to do that.
But you know what Jefferson said and others said about the First Amendment being strangled? The First Amendment isn't about what you like. The First Amendment's about what you don't like. And what the politically correct are doing are strangling out. I mean, radio stations across the country are losing on-air guys. On college campuses, universities, the media. And remember, I mean, Jefferson is so brilliant. And Jefferson says, look, this is not about what you like. It's about what you don't like. And Jack Phillips is about maybe what you don't like, but should exist because, again, Trevor Roper and these guys that talk about so-called slippery slope or the next man theory, who's the next man? I get Jack. And by the way, these witch hunters don't understand that they're going to get hunted also.
And that part, I don't know on that part.
Well, history knows. History knows it. Yeah.
I'll buy that one.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
You know, the deal with Jefferson is, I think Jefferson said it or somebody said it, the Constitution isn't there to protect the majority.
Nope.
The Constitution is there to protect the minority.
But particularly, it's there to protect you from the government.
Yeah, more than anything else.
That's exactly what it's about. It's about there's no more divine right of kings, and we've talked about this forever. None of those things exist under the way these people think. I just got a great note from Dan Kaplis. Shows you, now Danny's works for the competitor, but he's my guy. And Danny says he wants to use his show to raise money for Jack also. That's wonderful. You got it, Danny. No problem. When you look at this thing for what it is, it's much greater than some judge allowing this one-time guy, now woman, Autumn Scardia, to try and knock this guy out of the box. Richard, it's huge. This is a huge story.
I get it. Like I said, I don't agree with this guy. But he shouldn't lose his business over this.
But that's
it. He shouldn't be sitting there getting ready to go to sleep every night and going, God, I got another court case.
No, but that's just the point of it, is that you ask them, I mean, the musical question. Yeah. By the way, I love your call, Richard. It really is an important call this morning. Their demand.
No,
it really is. I mean, their demand that Jack do, they demand. In other words, the state says, or this judge, A. Bruce, says, you can force this Christian man to violate his religious beliefs. My God, what would Jefferson, and Jefferson, remember, Jefferson was a deist, but he wasn't a Christian. Imagine what Jefferson would say.
No, all the stuff he crossed out of his Bible.
Oh, absolutely. He cut it out.
But yeah, no, we can't. And like I said, I wouldn't agree with this guy, but...
But that doesn't matter.
I don't agree with him. Right.
Richard, I don't agree with him. I'm an advocate of gay marriage. I'm an advocate of gay adoption. You know, I don't care if some guy becomes a woman or some woman, but I have these things. You can't compete against women as a man. You can't do this, you can't do that, because that's illogical. But you're right to go and do it. Knock yourself out. You know, you want to be Bruce Jenner, go have a nice day. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cross this line, and, you know, Jack and I have talked. I mean, truly, I mean, he's a good guy. Go shake his hand. We disagree, but that isn't what this is about. This is about, can the state force this gentle man to violate his religious beliefs, you know, and go to re-education camp and then become... Remember, in the end of 1984, Winston Smith not only knows Big Brother, loves him, he believes it, and he also believes and knows 2 and 2 is 5.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. He believes it. When he leaves that ministry, knowledge and belief become one. They put the rats on his face. Remember, they know his boogeyman is rats.
Rats. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, that's what he was afraid of.
And that was his, and I was fashioned like they had a catcher's mask they put on his face, and the rats ran on his face. And he, at that point, he knew Big Brother loved him. Whew. And so at one moment, they actually wanted Jack to go to re-education or reintroduction.
No, they wanted to require, wrong.
They wanted Jack to undergo reintroduction because he wanted control over his messages. That's it. Think about this. And A. Bruce Jones shows up in both of these stories this morning. I'm sure by now the word has gotten to A. Bruce that some idiot talk show host is living off of him, but these are the, hey, look, I'm an old man. What are you going to do to me, right? I said that this moment. Yeah. What are you going to do to me, you know?
No, I agree with what you said yesterday about Irish Alzheimer's.
Well,
we remember the people we hate.
My grandmother forgot everything except who she hated.
Oh yeah, my aunt Mary O'Neill, same thing.
The O'Neills, the great O'Neills. You take care of yourself. Yeah. We'll meet someday, man. Thank you, Rich.
Hey, I got one other thing for you.
All right,
your road people, your traffic people do a great job, but I miss Daryl Luby.
I talked to him yesterday. That's really weird. Daryl Luby and Kenny Danen were like. Remember in The Muppets, the two old men that sat in the balcony? One was Waldorf and Astoria, or whatever their guy's name were. And they used to jerk Fozzie Bear around and everything. That's Kenny and Daryl. And I talked to Daryl yesterday. We're talking about how long it's been since Alan was murdered. Pardon me? Statler and Waldorf. That's who they were, Statler and Waldorf. And we had a nice talk. He's like, you have no idea. One time, he grew up in Nebraska. And a small town, and his dad rode motorcycles, and he had this picture of his father's Indian. I don't know. And so we put it up on the internet, said, tell us about this bike. We had millions of responses from all these guys that really know old Indian motorcycles. There's not a better guy. Daryl Luby is, well, he just is. He's just a good man. Thank you for your call. All right, everybody.
Okay.
Hang on, 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Tomorrow, Life and Times of Alan Berg. Warm weather has finally arrived. You may be looking to expand your outdoor living spaces. Urban Lights, the place to go for all your lighting and ceiling fan needs. Urban Lights has the latest LED lighting, all lit up on display, hundreds of smart Wi-Fi ceiling fans. I'm telling you, ceiling fans have done, ceiling fans are the answer. It's like at night, you get what I, and they go, doo, doo, doo. And it's like, oh, that's cool, man. That little sound puts you out. Great selection of for any room in your home, indoors and outdoors, big box home stores. Typically carry about a few basic styles. Urban Lights, man, the whole roof is moving. 20,000 square foot showroom, hundreds of lighting fixtures and ceiling fans, not to mention an amazing selection of outdoor and landscape lighting. Drop in their showroom today and call to schedule a free design appointment, virtual appointment, so to help you the comfort of your own home. Get every weekend, so they'll be coming up, knock 40% off all lighting and selected ceiling fans and home decor. If you can't take it home that day, you can pick it up curbside. They deliver it. They're 7 days a week. Dave Nestor's the guy. Find him south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Tell them I sent you another 10% off the already, and it's just the price max guarantees. You know, I'm thinking with this really great text from Danny, you know, maybe we could do a united front. We're coming back after this on 710 KNUS. A little Motown for everybody. Good morning. I just sent a text back to Danny Kaplis. I said a united front would be a great idea. That's an old commie trick from Europe. They put up these united fronts, and Trotskyists would get in bed with the SWP guys and old Stalinists, and it was called United Front. We could United Front talk radio on this case. It's that important. Good morning, everyone. Tomorrow, the Life and Times of radio talk show host Alan Berg and Mark Crowley will join us tomorrow as well. Hazy and hot tomorrow. I'm riding with all my outlaw friends this afternoon, so that's good stuff. Aaron, man, good morning. I see your name on the screen. Good morning.
Yeah. Well, Peter, man, I don't know. I just don't get this insanity. You got this social justice warrior judge on the bench going after this guy who got the decision from the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, to end this insanity.
But what they've done,
what's going on?
Well, this would be something for Chuck or Randy or Danny, but My understanding of this, and, you know, I've lived it. I make a running joke. I'm not a lawyer because my parents were married. But
okay.
If you look, the first time the court takes this and the Supreme Court decides in Jack's favor, 7-2, because they claimed, and rightfully so, that Colorado was, they were after him for his faith and likened him to the Nazis.
Okay.
And so then they said they stopped him from his faith. And critical of that decision, and I'm reading Bob Unruh, the evidence revealed that when homosexual bakers in Colorado were asked to create a cake condemning homosexuality, they refused on grounds it was a message they could not support. So now, but this one, now because they got the right judge, now they got my boy A. Bruce, and A. Bruce is allowing this Autumn Scardina to come at him on another road. And that's what I'm saying. They'll keep coming until they're stopped.
They need to be stopped because they're just wasting taxpayer money.
But, Aaron, that's why the Republican Party must win.
Well, the only way the Republican, and like I said, the only way the Republican Party is going to win if they stick together.
Well, no, it has more than just sticking together. You got to get the right guy. I mean, I come back to this. You have to have, you got to get the Ronald Reagan candidate. Male, female, green, orange, I don't care. Gay, straight, I don't care. But you need Ronald Reagan. The Republican Party, Nixon's, you know, in disgrace. The Republican Party's in ashes. Gerald Ford can't pick his nose. And sitting on the bench is Reagan. And where's Reagan? I met this kid the other day. He came in the studio. He's going to try and dump Michael Bennett. He's a good guy. He's a good kid. He's a good guy. I think I got hope in him.
Well, the thing is, though, that sounds good. Hmm. But if the GOP does not stick together and have his back,
well, we'll see.
It's not going to matter. I mean, Michael Bennett, he needs to go. He's a disaster in the Senate.
But remember, there was this guy that said, number one, I don't want to be senator. Number two, I would not be a good senator. What's his job today? He's senator.
it's just insanity. Peter, have a good morning.
Good, thanks, Dan. We got time for Bill. Bill, we got 30 seconds. You're on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Bill, Peter.
Good morning, Pete. It's been a while since I talked to you, man.
You got about a minute and a half.
Just real quickly, on Jack Phillips' situation, you just mentioned about somebody asking a gay bakery to do something they didn't want to do. Are you aware of anybody ever asking a Muslim bakery
because they wouldn't dare. The answer is they would not dare do that. They know he's a white male Christian. He's straight. He's a target.
And that's why I could imagine somebody on Jack Phillips' side asking a Muslim bakery to do that.
That's what they did.
Say no.
If you read the court, and again, I don't pretend to know, but critical to the decision was the evidence revealed that when the homosexual bakers in Colorado were asked to create the cake condemning homosexuality, they refused. And I'm telling this is Bob Unruh. It was a message they couldn't support. The state then supports their refusal, yet requires Jack to undergo re-education because he wanted the same control over his messages. And the court said, the court side 7-2 with Jack. Now they're back at him, but they're back at him a different way. I got to pull the pin. Everybody, Danny Kaplan's far as back. He'll be in on this. We put up enough people. I don't know where the outcome is, but tomorrow we're going to have these guys on. They're going to drop in with us and talk about this. But the life and times of an assassination, talk about talk radio tomorrow. Thanks. Randy's this afternoon at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. What am I doing? And Javier's got the con, and Billy Thorpe, he's the kid that goes there and punches the other kid in the back of the head in the school bus and blames you. All right, everybody. Have a good day. See you in the morning.